Test 4. This is the IELTS listening test. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part one. Part one. You will hear an interviewer who is doing a survey asking a man some questions about shopping. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. I'm doing a survey of shoppers in Broadbeach. Would you have a few minutes to spare to answer some questions?
Yes, I guess that would be okay.
Thank you very much. Everybody seems so busy today.
Well, actually, I don't have loads of time, so...
Oh, yes, of course. It really won't take long. Could I start by taking your name, please?
Martin Lee. Martin's with a Y.
And is your family name spelt L-double-E?
It's L-E-I-G-H.
Thank you. We don't actually publish your name or details. It just makes it easier for me to identify people when I look at all the results at the end.
I see.
And can I ask, how did you get into town today?
Well, normally I catch the bus, but I'm on my motorbike today because I'm going to work later.
And could you tell me what you're doing this morning? I mean, the reason for your trip into town.
Well, I've just been to the hairdresser. You see, I have a job interview at the council in a few days.
Oh, really? Well, good luck with that.
Thanks a lot. And now I'm on my way to buy a suit that I can wear to the interview. I don't actually own one at the moment.
Okay. Is that everything you're planning to do in town?
Yeah. Well, I've got to go and pick up my laptop. It broke a couple of days ago, so I took it to the shop to get it fixed. They had to order a spare part, but apparently it's ready for collection now. Oh, I can't wait to get it back.
I'm sure. I hate it when my technology breaks down. One more thing. It's Saturday today. Is that when you like to do your shopping?
Well, it's more of a question of when I'm free. If I'm free on a Monday, that's when I choose to come into town. The shops are less busy then, which I always prefer.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
So, I'd like to ask you a few more questions to get your views about shopping in Broadbeach, if that's okay.
Sure. What would you like to know specifically?
What would you say you like best about the shops here?
I'd probably say it's the service you get wherever you go.
Okay. And what do you think about the range of shops in Broadbeach?
Oh, you can get almost anything you want here.
And what about recent changes? What do you like and dislike about them? For example, there are a lot of new coffee shops now. Are you enjoying them?
No, there are too many of them. It's a shame, as those places could be occupied by other kinds of shops.
What would you like to see instead?
Well, I think we have enough clothing shops, but there's only one place that sells books at the moment. It'd be nice to have a choice, you know.
Right. And have you been to the new shopping centre outside Broadbeach yet, Martin?
Yes, once or twice. It's not that far from where I live.
It's a very modern-looking building, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, and it's lovely. The glass roof is certainly impressive, but my favourite thing is the plants they've put around the building. They're amazing and so big already.
And what about the entertainment facilities? Have you used any of them yet? Like the new cinema?
Nah, not yet. I can't see any advantage in having it there because the one in town is actually bigger.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.